Today's is Masechta Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud at the Mishnah. Veshama Amrim Mavin Shlomim. We're allowed to bring Shalmi Simcha Yontif, and as we've learned many times, the reason, according to Veshama, there's no, even Veshama agrees, there is no issue with bringing Shalmi Simcha, because Shalmi Simcha, the meat is eaten by the owners, so it falls into the category of Oichel Nefesh, and of course on Yontif we're allowed to do Oichel Nefesh. However, the Shammai holds Bein Tzayim Chumalayim, we may not do Smicha on Yontif. And as we discussed in our previous shir, the halacha is that by all karbonis, when one brings a karbon, he has to do Smicha. When he brings a karbon because he did an Aveira, the Smicha is when he says the Vidui for having done the Aveira. And the Rambam says when he brings a carbon shlomim, the smicha at the time that they do the smicha, they say divrei shvach, they say praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the halacha is, as we learned in Masechta Bei and Daf Lama Vava Mabeis, that Chazal said that on Shabbos Yontif, we're not allowed to be mishtamish with a Baal Chai. The reason we're not allowed to be mishtamish Baal Chai, as the Gemara over there explains, Chazal were concerned, Shem Yachtoif, somebody may come in order to lead the animal, break off a branch from a tree, and of course that involves the Malacha of Kaitzer. So even though the Halacha is, as we just said, that we're allowed to bring carbon on Yontif, Beis Shammai says, Smicha may not be done on Yontif. And the reason Beis Shammai holds one doesn't do the smicha on Yontif, as the Gemara Masechta Bei explains, is for one of two reasons. Either because their opinion is that the smicha is not an essential avoida, and since the smicha is not an essential avoida, therefore the halacha is the smicha we're not allowed to be mechal Yontif in order to be able to do smicha. That's one way of understanding. The other way of understanding is that Beis Shammai's opinion is that the smicha need not be done right next to the shechita. So even though the shechita of the carbon is done on Yontif, the smicha could have been done before Yontif. And since the smicha could have been done before Yontif, we have no right to do the smicha on Yontif. So again, Beis Shammai Omrim, Mavin Shlomim, we're allowed to bring the carbon Beis Shammai Simcha on Yontif. However, as we just explained, Vein Tzayim Chumalayim, we're not allowed to do smicha. And the loy oilus. The oilus we can't bring on Yontif, because as we just explained, Beis Shammai only allows us to bring a carbon, which there is an oichel nefesh component involved. A Yontif, a carbon that we can have humans eating from it. This carbon is a carbon that's a carbon oil, which is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Since it's a carbon that's completely burnt on the Mizbeach, the halacha is you can't bring it on Yontif. Beis Hillel disagree. They hold Mevi'im Shlomim Va'oilus. Beis Hillel says that if Yontif were allowed to do Malach L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, included when the Torah says the Pasuk V'chagoysim Oysei Chag L'Hashem, anything that's L'Tzarech Hashem may be done on Yontif, and therefore even though the carbon oil, as we just explained, is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, that doesn't prevent Beis Hillel from allowing the carbon oil to be brought in the Mizbeach. And Beis Hillel hold Psoim Chumalayim. Certainly, Beis Hillel agrees that Eimishtamshim Balchai B'Yontif, that you're not allowed to use an animal on Yontif, the Gemara that we quoted in Masech the Beya. But Beis Hillel holds that we're bringing the carbon L'Tzayrich Yontif, then the halacha is that we're allowed to do smicha on Yontif as well. At Saras Shechal Lius Be'er Shabbos, if Shavuos falls on Friday, Beis Shammai Omrim Yom Tovayach, the day to bring the Karbonos will be Lacha Shabbos. Because as we just learned, Beis Shammai's opinion is you can't bring the Karbonos on Yontif, the carbon oil, nor certainly the next day, which is Shabbos, can you not bring the Karbonos. You're going to have to wait for Sunday. Beis Shammai Omrim, Lacha Shabbos. You don't have to wait for Sunday. As Beis Shammai, as Beis Hillel just said, you could bring the Kabbonis on Yontif. So since you could bring the Kabbonis on Yontif, you don't need to wait for Sunday. Umaydim, but Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, Shem Chal Lios B'Shabbos, that if Shavuos is on Shabbos, so there Beis Hillel agreed that we can't bring the Kabbonis on Shabbos, that therefore Beis Hillel will agree, Shiyoyim Tavayach Lacha Shabbos will bring the Kabbonis after Shabbos as well. So the Mefarshim ask, why did the Mishnah have to choose this example when Yontif is on Friday, Yontif is on Shabbos by Shavuos? We could have had the same conversation by every Yontif. So the simple teretz is by every Yontif, the other days are Chol HaMoed. So therefore, since they're Chol HaMoed, we could understand that we should bring the Kabbonis on Chol HaMoed. Here, by pushing off the Kabbonis, we're bringing the carbon after Yontif altogether. And therefore, the Chiddush is that even though by doing what we're doing, we're going to end up bringing Kabbonis after Yontif, the halacha is bring the carbon after Yontif, not on Friday, not on Yontif according to Beis Shammai, and not according to on Shabbos according to both of them. Another teretz is that Pesach and Sukkot, the first day of Pesach and the first day of Sukkot can never fall on Friday, because the halacha is loy adu rosh, Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah cannot be Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, nor Sukkot. The loy bedu Pesach, the first day of Pesach can't fall on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah spoke about Shavuos, which can't fall on a Friday, not Pesach and Sukkot, which don't fall on a Friday. The Tosfos Yontif asks, why is the Eilus Ri, according to Beis Hillel, not Doicha Shabbos? The Pasuk says, he goes on to explain. The Shalmei Chagiga, we could understand why they're not Doicha Shabbos, because the Pasuk says, and this is a Gemara, in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, V'chagoyisim Oysoi Chag LaShem, Shivus Yom B'Shona, that we bring the carbon for 7 days. Ask the Gemara, Shiva, 7 days? V'reishmana hava, don't we bring it for 8 days? Says the Gemara, from here we learn that the Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos. But ask Tosfos Yontif, why is the Eilus Riyah not Doicha Shabbos? Just like every carbon whose man is to be brought on Yontif, carbon Musaf, the Doicha Shabbos, the Eilus Riyah ought to have the same halacha. So he answers that since the halacha of Eilus Riyah and Karmen Chagiga travel together, and as we just explained, the Karmen Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos, therefore the Karmen Eilus Riyah is not Doicha Shabbos either. Says the Gemara, so when we speak about the Yom Tvoyach on Sunday, says the Mishnah, Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabish B'Kelev. The Kohen Gadol usually wears beautiful begadim. Here on Yontif, here we did not allow him to wear those begadim. Why? That nobody should make the mistake that today is really Shavuos. And similarly, the halacha is mutarim behesperatinus. Normally, of course, if it would be a day of a yontif, hesperatinus would be aser. Here, the halacha is that we're not allowed to make a hesperatinus. And all of this was instituted shloilekayim divrei ha'omrim atzeres achar Shabbos, as we discussed in our previous shiur. The halacha is that there were, in those times there were tzaddikim who did not believe in Torah Shabbos. They only believed in Torah Shabbos. The pasuk says regarding the day from when we start counting spheres omer, from the day that they brought the carbon omer in the base hamigdash. The pasuk says mimachros haShabbos yanifenu akoyin. Now we understand mimachros haShabbos to be the day after the first day of Pesach, the second day of Pesach. But they, the tzedokim, who take the pasuk literally, they explain mimachros haShabbos means the day after Shabbos, and therefore they always wanted that the second day, that the day we count Sfira, should always fall on a Sunday, and Shavuos will fall on a Sunday. So in order to make sure that nobody would make this error, and nobody will think that we're following the opinion of the tzedokim, If the Yom Tov Ha'ayich was Sunday, they did things that to deliberately show that it's not Yontif. The Kohen Gadol didn't wear the begotten that he would normally wear on the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, when he did the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he had to wear his big dekuna. But when he was walking in the street, he did not wear the big dekuna to show that we, of course, don't believe in the tzedakim. So we learned in our Gemara that when we bring Kabbonis after Shavuos, that day is called the Yom Tevuach. Why is it called Yom Tevuach? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained the Gemara Masech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof Tes Amud Beis on Erev Shavuos there's a ruach, there's a shed that goes out. His name is Tevuach, and that shed said that if Klal Yisrael will not accept the Torah, he will Tevuach. He will Chas V'Shalom slaughter them. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explains the Gemara, established when he created the world that the world depends on Klal Yisrael being mekabel the Torah. So the day that we bring Kabbonis for Shavuos, indicating that we were mekabel the Torah, that's why the Gemara says that day is called Yom Tevuach. It's the day that we were able to avoid Tevuach, avoid getting slaughtered. Says the Gemara, Amar Belaza, Amar Baishia. The nine let Sarah Shiesh le Tashlum Kal Shiva. For where do we know that even though Shavuos we know Midaraisa is a one day Yontif, the 7 days of makeup? Shnema the Pasuk says, Bechaga Matzis, Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos. Makish Chaga Shavuos, Bechaga Matzis. Ma Chaga Matzis, just like Pesach, we know if you didn't bring the Kabbonis on the first day Yontif, as we discussed many times in our Masechta, Yesh le Tashlum Kal Shiva. You have the rest, the balance of Yontif to make up. Av Chag HaShavuos, so too by Shavuos, the halacha is, Yesh Lo Tashlum Kol Shiva, we can make it up for the entire day. And of course, this is very relevant, Lalach L'maisa. One is regarding Tachnun, that we don't say Tachnun on the days of Tashlumim. Many have the minig, that they don't say Tachnun on all the days of the Tashlumim, because those were days that were Kabbonis that were brought. Of course, there's a very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss around this. We in Chutz La'aretz who keep 2 days Yontif, so and now we're learning that there's a Tashlumim for the balance for 7 days. So for a totality of 7 days, how do we count the 7 days? Do we count the 7 days from the first day of Shavuos, because in Eretz Yisrael and when there was Kabbonis brought, there was no Yontif Sheni? Or do we, who are keeping Yontif Sheni, start to have the Tashlumim from the second day? Certainly, there is no question in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't keep a Yontif Sheni, Tashlumim is from the first day. The question is, for us in Chutz La'aretz, and there are different menhagim, some keep it from the first day, some keep it from the second day, that some that suggest that the Chazon Ish I saw said that the whole minig, that Tachnun is not said those days, is really a minig, that not all communities have that minig. And therefore, to expand the minig past the even further, he felt was wrong. Another, the Chayk Yaakov says a very bechidish. The Chayk Yaakov says that if somebody did not say, we know on Yontif you're supposed to say a Shechiyanu, says the Chayk Yaakov, if somebody did not say a Shechiyanu on the first day of Shavuos, and we're learning now we have the Yumei Tashlumim, says the Chayk Yaakov that we could say Shechiyanu even during the days of Tashlumim. Others say another halacha. The halacha is, even though this halacha is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but the halacha is, Chayv Adam Lahagbel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. A person is supposed to greet his Rebbe on Yontif. That the halacha is that if somebody was not able to do so on Yontif, the Maril Diskin said that he could do so during the Yimei Tashlumim, that we could do so during the Yimei Tashlumim also. The Taisus quotes or Yishalmi that says that Dovra Melech was Nifter on Shavuos, and therefore all of Klal Yisrael, given that Dovra Melech was Melech Yisrael, so they could not bring their Kabbonis on Shavuos, and they brought it after the next day as Tashlumim. So the Rabbi Chanan asks that, the Rishon asks that year, we know that David HaMelech was Nifter on Shabbos. And
we know, as we just learned in our Mishnah, that even Beis Hillel agrees that Kabbonis cannot be brought on Shabbos. So how can we see from that, as Tosfos, that was a Tashlum to Atzeres? And so he answers that the Yishalmi doesn't agree that David HaMelech was necessarily Nifter on Shabbos. So ask the Mishnah Melech a different question. If David HaMelech was the Melech, and as we just learned, that because he was a Melech, they all were Oinonin, similarly, they all were Mechoy to become Tomei to him by his Levaya. If they all became Tomei, and we know a Tumas Mess is a minimum of 7 days, so how could they have brought Kabbonis during the Tashlumim days? Those days, they were Tomei, and by the time their Tumah was lifted, because they became Tahor by sprinkling on themselves the Mechatos, it was already after the days of Tashlumim. So the Mishnah Melech says a Chiddush. The Mishnah Melech says that even though when the Melech dies, everybody becomes an Oinon, and everybody's supposed to attend the Levaya, and everybody's supposed to become Tomei, in a time like that situation, where if they're going to become Tomei, they will not be able to bring the Karbonos that the Mechuyiv to bring on Yontif, they're not obligated to become Tomei. And that's why the Mitzvah Eisen says this could be used for a different point. He says that the Halacha we discussed earlier in our Masechta, the Gemara discusses how do we view Tashlumim. Do we view Tashlumim as Tashlumim Larishan? That if you could bring the carbon the first day, and for some reason you didn't, then you have makeup days, or Tashlum Zelazeh. But if we learn Tashlumim Larishan, that means if somebody could not bring a carbon the first day, even though he could bring the carbon on the other days, he doesn't bring it, because it's Tashlum Larishan. So ask the Mr. Basin if they couldn't bring the carbon on Shavuos, because they were Oinonin, so then the question is, how can they bring the Kabbonis on the other days? The answer is that they weren't Oinonin Gemurim, because if they were full-fledged Oinonim, they would have to become Tamei. Because that's part of the whole concept, as we learned in Masechta and Masechta Maikotin. Aninus means because the person lost a close relative to whom he has to become Tamei. But now that we're learning, according to the Mishnah Melech, that they didn't become Tamei that year because of the unique circumstances. So now we could understand that they weren't full-fledged Einanim. And even if we'll hold Tashlumim Larishan, that's not a concern why they could bring the Kabbonis during the May of Tashlumim. And this is also the reason why on Shavuos we read the Megillas Rus, because David HaMelech came from Rus. He was a descendant from Rus. And since David HaMelech was a descendant from Rus, and David HaMelech was Nifter on Shavuos, so it's a Yontif that we think about David HaMelech, and therefore on Shavuos we read Rus. Ask the Gemara, so how did we know, going back, that for Shavuos there are a total of 7 days of Tashlumim? The Gemara says, we learned it from Pesach. But ask the Gemara, why don't we compare it to Sukkos? As we learned earlier in our Masechta, when it comes to Sukkos, you could bring the Kabbonis, if you didn't bring it on the first day Yontem, you could bring it for 8 days in total, including Shavuos. Af Chag Shavuos, yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva, shmoina. And therefore maybe Shavuos should have tashlumin for 8 days. Answers the Gemara, Shmini regel b'fnei atzmai. Shmini is an independent yontif. Ask the Gemara, Eim et d'armi Shmini regel b'fnei atzmai. When does the halacha tell us that Shmini atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai? Hani mili, only regarding certain halachas. So Rashi explains that the pshat of regel b'fnei atzmai means that it's not Sukkos. Shmini atzeres is a new yontif. It's called Shmini atzeres. Rashi in Masechta Sukkos says regel b'fnei atzmai is that on Sukkos we sit in the sukkah, on Sukkos we take the dal minim, and on Shmini Atzeres we don't. And that's why the halacha is that on Shmini Atzeres, when we say Shmini Esrei or we say Brichas Hamazon, we don't say Chag Sukkos Hazeh, we say Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. Rabbeinu Tam says a different pshat when the Gemara says regel fnei atzmai. He says that as we're going to learn, there's a chi of lino. The day somebody's oilo regel, he has to stay overnight in Yerushalayim until he can't go home till the next morning. And says Tosfos that when the Gemara says shmini regel fnei atzmai, is that somebody became, if somebody was oilo regel on shmini atzeres, he had to stay over in Yerushalayim. Another pshat is that, and when is that possible? And the Rishonim explain, if somebody was oil regel sukkos, he does not have to be oil regel again, shmini atzeres. But let's say you'll have an individual who became a ger on Chol HaMoed, or you'll have a boy who became bar mitzvah during Chol HaMoed, he would have to be oil regel on shmini atzeres, not, he would have to be oil regel on shmini atzeres, because he could not be an oil regel on sukkos, he wasn't Jewish yet, or he wasn't bar mitzvah yet. Another pshat that the Ramban suggests is that we've been discussing, we just mentioned it a moment ago, that that many hold that Yontif is Tashlumim, Yontif is, each day of Yontif is Tashlumim L'Rishon. And therefore, if somebody was exempt from bringing the carbon on the first day Yontif, he would not have to bring the carbon on the other day's Yontif. Says the Ramban, what would be the halacha if you'll have an individual who on the first day Yontif cannot have brought the carbon? And as we just learned, if we hold the Teshlum and the Rishon, he won't have to bring the carbon during the rest of Yontif, since he won't have to do Teshlumim. But if by Shmini Atzeres he is well, even if we hold Kulan Teshlumim the Rishon, the halacha will say that on Shmini Atzeres he should bring the carbon. Because as the Gemara just said, Teshlumim Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai. The Ramban suggests a different pshat. We learned, when we learned Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that the halacha is if somebody makes a neder, if somebody promises to bring a carbon, if he doesn't bring it within Sholosh Regalim, he's over Baal Ta'achar. So the Ramban wants to suggest that Shmini Atzeres is considered an independent yontif towards that count of three Yomim Tovim. And if somebody, if Shmini Atzeres is one of those three Yom Tovim, he'll be over Baal Ta'achar. The Ritva disagrees with the Ramban. And the Ritva's opinion is that we don't consider Shmini Atzeres an independent yontif towards the count of three Yom Tovim for Baal Ta'achar. So the Gemara says, that's why Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmai, and it's not considered a day of Tashlumim that we should learn Shavuos from Sukkos. Ask the Gemara, Eimer the Amri Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmahu, when we say Shmini Atzeres is Regel B'fnei Atzmahu, says one Hani Mili, only regarding Pzar Kshav. Pzar means pious. That on every Yontif, on Sukkos, everybody, on every Yontif, all the Kahanim came, and even though, as we learned many times, there were Mishmairis, there was a rotation in the Beis HaMikdash who did the Avodah, on Yontif, all Kohanim came to do the Avodah. And as Rashi explains in Masechta Sukkah, since there were so many Kabbonis brought on Sukkos, there was no reason to make a Goyim, because everybody had a chance to bring the Kabbonis. When it came to Shmini Atzeres, it's a separate Yontif. And then we bring, as we're going to discuss, many fewer Kabbonis, and we made a special pious, we made a special geirul for the Kabbonis on Shavuos. Zion is Zman, that we make a Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres, like we make on every Yontif. And that's why nothing to do with the Shechiyonu we made on Sukkos. And in fact, the Beis Yosef says that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah also taught us that in Chutz La'aretz, on Shmini Atzeres, Yisuve Yesvinan, we sit in the sukkah, Brocha Loimer Vachinan, but we don't make a Berchus Leishah B'sukkah. So the Beis Yosef says that those that have a minig, that Shmini Atzeres at night in Chutz La'aretz, they don't sit in the sukkah, and by day, they do sit in the sukkah. And the Beis Yosef says that the source for that minig is this, because since at night we're going to be making a Shechiyonu, and we're going to make a Shechiyonu representing that today is a new Yontif, the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres. So how could you say Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres and sit in the sukkah? So by day, when we're not making the Shechiyonu, we could sit in the sukkah. It doesn't look contradictory. At night, it looks contradictory. However, the Beis Yosef says that if the Gemara says that we're supposed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, it means both by night and day, even though we're saying Shechiyonu at night. Reish stands for regal. So Rashi explains that on Yontif, there was a whole Seder to the Kabbonis, and that Seder that we had on Yontif, Sukkis, that has nothing to do with Shmini Atzeres. It's not a continuation of the Kabbonis that were brought in Sukkis. It has its own independent set of Kabbonis. Kuf stands for carbon, that as we just said, Reish is regal with Atzmai, as we said earlier. Kuf is the carbon. Shear, Shin is shear. So Rashi says that the shear is not the same for Shmini Atzeres as for the rest of Yontif. On Sukkis, the shear shel yoyim that they said was related to the Matanis Aniyim. That was a time where they gathered all the props and they gave Matanis Aniyim. Shmini Atzeres, the Tosfos Yesharim says, the shear had nothing to do with that. The shear for Shmini Atzeres was Lam Natseach al Hashminis. And therefore, another pshat is that, as we learned in the Sechta Sukkah, during Yontif Sukkos, they said half the shear in the morning and half a perek today and half a perek tomorrow. On day, Shmini Atzeres had its own shira. The Ritva says that normally, if Yontif falls on Shabbos, they said Mizma Shir L'Yom Shabbos, and they didn't see the shear of that day. On Shmini Atzeres, they said the shear of that day. And Be'ez is Bracha. Rashi explains that they had a special Bracha that they said to give a Bracha to the king on Shmini Atzeres. And that came from a Gemara that we learned as well, that Shlomo HaMelech inaugurated the Mishkan a week before Sukkos, and they were all there for the inauguration, the Beis HaMikdash, and then they remained for the Yontif. And on Shmini Atzeres, as they were about to leave, that's when they gave the Melech a special bracha. Others explain the Beis refers to what we said earlier, that when we daven, we say Birchas HaMazon on Shmini Atzeres, we don't say Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, we say Yom Shmini Atzeres b'fnei Atzmai. All of them, Avelin Tashlumen, when it comes to Shlumen, Tashlumen the Rishon. The Tanan, as Mishnah says, Mishloi Chag b'yotav Rishon shel Chag, if somebody didn't bring the carbon on the first day of Sukkos, the halach is, Chagi kol haregel, he could bring it during the balance, including b'yotav Achron. So the Gemara's question is, even though if we just proved that Shmini Atzeres is a Chag b'fnei Atzmai, it's not a regel b'fnei Atzmai as far as Hilchas Tashlumen. And you could bring the Tashlumen for the Yontif Sukkos for 8 days. So too should be the halacha, asked the Gemara on Sukkos. I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is Bizar Kshav. What does that mean? That Shmini Atzeres, the Sar Sholem from Belz explained, is the holiest day of the year. Because he used to explain, we know Shmini Atzeres is the day of Hakafis, is the day where we dance with the Torah, it's the day of Simchas Torah, it's the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aseli Suda Ketana, make a small Suda and remain with me. So that's the day where we can accomplish so much. So says the Sar Sholem, Pizar Kshav, there are tefillos that we daven all year round that are pizar, that are scattered, that have never been necessarily accepted in Shemayim. Comes Shmini Atzeres, Kshav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears and accepts all of those tefillos that might not have been accepted all year round. So if so, maybe Shavuot should have Teshlumim for 8 days. Answers the Gemara, Tefasta Ruba Eloi, Tefasta Tefasta Mu'at Tefasta. Which Rashi explains, when you could ever make a connect, whenever you could learn something and take a smaller number or a larger number, because if you'll take the smaller number, you'll be for sure correct. If you'll take the larger number, you may be making a mistake. And therefore, since we want to avoid making a mistake, we take what's safe. What's safe is to take the smaller number. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. El lamai hilchas akas rachman al chagasukas. The pasuk that we began the shiur with, the Gemara with, that was used for the din of tashlumim. So we understand why Pesach and Shavuos are mentioned in that pasuk to teach us that Shavuos has tashlumim for 7 days. But ask the Gemara, lamai hilchas akas rachman al chagasukas. Why is Sukkos mentioned in that pasuk? To teach us a halacha. To connect Sukkot to Pesach. Ma Chagamatzis ton lina, that after the first day of Pesach, the night, the one has to remain in Yerushalayim until the morning of the second day, the morning of the first day, Chol HaMoed and Yisrael. Av Chagasukkot ton lina, so too is the halacha. After the first day of Sukkot, they needed to remain in Yerushalayim until the next morning. Ask the Gemara of Ahasuerus and Nolan, and how do we know that's the halacha by Pesach? Answer the Gemara of the Ksiv. The pasuk says, "Of Phenisa baBoiker v'alechta loyamoid." In the morning, you'll go home. Now, that Rashi explains must be talking about the morning of Chol HaMoed, because it can't be talking about the morning of Yontif, because on the morning of Yontif we have to remain in Yerushalayim because we have to do Rias upon him. We have to go to Yerushalayim, we have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the day, as we've been learning in our Masechta, that they did Rias upon him. They brought the Kabbonis, according to Beis Hillel, on that day. So certainly, it only can mean the next day. Others explain, because on Yontif, you can't travel home, because it's an issue of Tchum. So obviously, it must be the next day. Tanan, so says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah. Atzeres Shechali is Erev Shabbos. If Shavuos falls on Friday, Beishama Emrim Yom Tavoich Achas Shabbos, we'd bring the Kabbonis on Sunday. Beiselam Elo Yom Tavoich. Says the Gemara, my love, what doesn't the Mishnah mean to say? That Elo Yom Tavoich Klal, that there is no makeup days. So ask the Gemara, how could you have said that Shavuos always has a makeup day? Isn't this clearly indication? Isn't our Mishnah an indication that according to Beis Hillel, there are no makeup days? Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah meant to say was, there's no need. That means when Yontif falls on Shabbos, as we learned in the Mishnah, even Beis Hillel will agree there's a need for Yom Tavoyach because we can't bring the Kabbonis on Shabbos. When Yontif falls on Friday, where according to Beis Hillel, as we learned in the Mishnah, you can bring the Kabbonis on Friday, there's no need for Yom Tavoyach. But certainly Beis Hillel agrees that if you didn't bring the Kabbonis on Yontif, you have Teshlumen. Ma'akam Yashmalon, ask the Gemara, so according to this, what is the machlokes that the Mishnah is teaching us? The makrivim b'yomtif, that b'yomi. The Beis Hillel's opinion is that we could bring the Kabbonis on Yontif. But ask the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, ha'fliga b'chadosimba, that's a machlokes that we've already learned, the Tanan. B'shamay oimrim, mevim shlomim, v'ein soimchon leim, the beginning of our Mishnah, v'loi oilus. Beis Hillel oimrim, mevim shlomim, v'oilus v'soimchon leim. So what is the Mishnah coming to teach us? Again, if the Mishnah is coming to teach us that there is no Yom Tavoyach, that there is no Tashlum for Shavuos, so now we understand what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. But if we're going to agree that there is a Yom Tavoyach, what's new in the second part? Answer Mar Tzricha. The Mishnah had to teach us that both cases. The Yashin Baha, if we would only have spoken about the case when Shavuos falls on a weekend, Baha Kari Beishamai, that's what Beis Shammai says, we don't bring the Kabbonis on Yontif, Shum the Efsh Lamachar, because you can bring it the next day, which is a weekday. Avil Hocha, when Shavuos falls on Friday, Eimah Maidahul Beis Hillel, that we can bring it on Yontif. Because we're not going to bring it on Yontif, we're going to push it off for 2 days, until Sunday. And therefore, Beis Shammai maybe will agree that there's a concern that if we're going to push off the carbon by 2 days, they may not bring the Kabbonis. So therefore, the halacha is that you should be able to bring it on Friday. That's why the Mishnah says the Beis Shammai does that we may not. V'yashmin b'ha, if we only had the case when Yontif was on Friday, b'ha kamer Beis Hillel, that's where we should, Beis Hillel says, you could bring the Kabbonis to Yontif. V'shun d'la'ef shlamacha, because the next day is Shabbos, and of course Beis Hillel agrees that on Shabbos you can't bring the Oilus Riya and the Shalmei Chagiga. Av b'ha, when the first day is during the week, where you could bring the carbon on Yontif, Eimim Moedel Abay Shammai, that you shouldn't bring him on Yontif, you should bring it the next day. That's why Tzricha, the Mishnah, needed both days. Toshma. So the Gemara asks another question, Rabbi Isha. The Braisa says, Mishlei Chag, Shivas Yimei Pesach, if somebody didn't bring the Shalmich Hagig and the Oilus Riyah during the 7 days of Pesach, or during the Shemayin Shemei Chag, the 8 days of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, beyond the Rish Shalat Tzeres, or during the first day of Shavuos, Shuv Ein Chagig. He can no longer bring these kabbonis. My love doesn't mean Yontif Shal Tzeres, that the only time you can bring the kabbonis of Shavuos is on Shavuos itself and not after Shavuos. Isn't that a clearly indication that there are no Yom Tashlumim to Shavuos? Says Dumar Loi, that's not what's meant. What's meant is Yom Tavoyach. If you didn't bring the kabbonis by the time of the days of Tashlumim, once the days of Tashlumim of Shavuos are over, you no longer have the opportunity to bring the carbon. Yehachi, ask the Gemara, Nishmina the Chad Yom Tavoyach. So it says Yom Tavoyach, one day. But Rabbi Yishai has been saying there are 7 days of Tashlumim. And it says, the Gemara, Eima, we have to say the right way wording is not Yom Tavoyach, but rather Yemei Tavoyach. Toshma, says the Gemara, another raya that may be a question of Rabbi Yishai that there are no days of Tashlumim. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Torah, the Torah says, at Chodesh Yomim. And the Torah says, from here we learn, Manei Yomim, a month is the unit of the units by which amount a Yontav is, Rosh Chodesh is established, is by days. Manei Yomim, the Kadesh Chodesh. And then you'll have Rosh Chodesh. That means, as we learned in Masech to Rosh Hashanah, actually, the new month is determined by the Moilid. And the Moilid is 29 and a half, each mile is 29 and a half days approximately from the previous mile. So Rosh Chodesh should really fall in the middle of the day when there's the new mile. But the Torah says, Manei Yomim, Rosh Chodesh should be counted by days. And that's why Rosh Chodesh never starts in the middle of the day, it always starts at the beginning of a day. And that's why, as we learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah quite extensively, there's some months that are 29-day months and some months that are 30-day months to balance everything out. Similarly, Kadesh Atzeres, Menei Yomim, count the Sfira each day separately, and then Kadesh Atzeres, and then you'll have Shavuos. So just says the Gemara, Mach Chodesh Demnuyev, when we speak about Rosh Chodesh is established by the units which establish the Rosh Chodesh, which we just said is a day. Isn't this an indication that Afetzeres leMenuyah, that Shavuos should be established by what it's counted? And Shavuos is counted by days. So isn't that a raya that Shavuos should be a one-day yontif, and there are no Tashlumim? My love, doesn't the Braisa mean to say Gemar Mechodesh, learn Shavuos from Rosh Chodesh, Mach Chodesh, and just like Rosh Chodesh is Yom Echad, Afat Tzeres Yom Echad, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, V'tizbro, Ota Tzeres Yomim Meninen, Shavuos Meloim Meninen, is Shavuos only established by days and not by weeks? From Rabbaya, Baya teaches us regarding the mitzvah of counting the Omer, mitzvah L'mayim Ne'yomim, when we count the Sfiras Omer, we're supposed to count the days. The Ksiv, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, and Mitzvah L'mim Neshvui. And we also count weeks. The Ksiv, Shiva Shvuas Tisperloch, and Void. And furthermore, Chag Shvuas Ksiv. The Torah calls Shvuas a Yontif for weeks. And therefore, how do we accomplish both? The way we accomplish both is by Yontif itself is a one-day Yontif. Shvuas itself is a one-day Yontif. But we also count the 7 days of Tashlumim because Svira is also counted by 7 days. So the question is, if there are two mitzvahs, as the Pesukim just indicated, that we're supposed to count days and weeks, so why don't we make two brachas, one for the day and one for the week? Because, so the answer explains Reina Yeruchim. The Pesuk says, Shiva Shavuos Tisperloch Mehachah Chemesh Bekama. And then the Pasuk says, Miyoyim Aviyacha, Sheva Shabbosus, Tamimus Tiyena. So the Torah only speaks about the mitzvah of counting by days. So even though we count days and weeks, the primary mitzvah is days. And that's why we know there are many halachas by counting Sfira, many halachas of, if you missed counting, can you continue counting with a bracha? But if you count it every day, the day, even though you miss counting the weeks, and we're learning the halacha that you're supposed to count the weeks, it still will accomplish that if you counted the days, it's counted like you counted that day's sphira, and it's not considered as if you missed a day, that you can no longer count the sphira with a bracha. And it's all based on this Gemara that you do count the days and the weeks, but even though you count the days and the weeks, the primary counting is the days. Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, a different makor, a different source, how we know that Shavuos has tashlumim. Amakra, the pasuk says, "Ukrasim be'etzem hayom hazeh mikra kodesh yilachem kam alechus avoid lo sasu." And the pasuk continues, "Ubekutzrachem etzir artzachem." Says the Gemara, "Lo yisachal pasotch bekutzrecha." Eizachag shat the karboi, which is the yontif that we call a mikra kodesh, and also a kaitzaboi we could count. Have ayom hazeh chag etzirs. Now it's talking about Shavuos. Now ask the Gemara, Amos, exactly what are we talking about? Ilema b'yontif, if we're talking on Shavuos itself, the question is, tzira b'yontif mishari, are we allowed to cut grain on yontif? Allowed, we must be talking about the day teshlumen. So the question is, on yontif we can do melacha. So what's the Gemara saying? That we can't do melacha, we can't do tzira on Shavuos. So there are two terutzim. One terutz is that not all melachas are permitted for oichel nefesh, and ketzira is not mutter for oichel nefesh. That's what the Gemara means to say. Another pshat is that, of course, midaraisa or malachas letzorich oichel nefesh are allowed to be done on yontif, and that would include ketzira. However, the ketzira that we would be allowed to do would only be a minimal amount of ketzira, because we're only allowed to do what's oichel nefesh, what's needed for yontif. When the Torah said b'ketzurchem, ketzira is normally done with a very significant amount. Here, where we're not going to be cutting a significant amount, that is not what the Torah means, ketzurchem. Vavgav d'itmar, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Oshia, even though we learned already from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Oshia that Shavuos has tashlumim shiva, but the fact that the Torah is makas Shavuos to Pesach, itzruch, we also still need this drosha. We still need the drosha that we just learned. During the entire Pesach, we're not allowed to do melacha. And this is a raya that on Chol HaMoed, we're not allowed to do melacha with the raisa, a subject we'll discuss in our coming shir. After nami melacha, we would think that during the days of tashlumim for Shavuos, we may not do melacha. K'mashmalan Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's limud clearly indicates that during the days of tashlumim for Shavuos, we may do melacha. V'dei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if we only learned Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's limud, lo yadana kama, we would not know, or we would know that you're allowed to do tashlumim, but we wouldn't know for how many days that tashlumim work. K'mashmalan, that's why we learned Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that compares Shavuos to Pesach, and as we learned that just like by Pesach, the tashlumim, the entire yontif of 7 days, so too the tashlumim of Shavuos is for 7 days.